Next case under advisement is case number 10,141. Special use exception to place a windmill.
The only neighbor directly affected, according to the applicant, wasn't opposed.
Mm-hmm. Neither one?
In order to go over 42 feet, he'll have to have another hearing.
Yeah, for the height.
And so if he so desires to do that, then I'd include him in a motion that he wouldn't have to pay for application.
What's that again? Would you run that again then?
I said in the event that he would want to keep those heights.
Right.
That he would, we'd waive the fee.
Okay.
Because that was overlooked, obviously.
Okay. Everyone understand the motion? Okay.
So was that a motion?
I said if that's a motion, I mean, we all understand you making that a motion. And
I'll make a motion, yeah. I don't see where,
Now you're going to incorporate that for both the cases too then?
Yeah, I don't see where it substantially affects the uses of adjacent neighboring properties. I think the applicant addressed the fact that it was less obtrusive than most windmills. It appeared from his drawing or what have you that it didn't look any different than a TV antenna to me. So,
I question the pole though. I mean, will he be able to bring that back? With that,
it's his liability to make sure that it's secured.
At the time of the permit, he would have like an engineer or an engineering design. He could, at the time of permit, or he'll bring it in. He stated that he would do that with to see if it was strong enough to hold the wind. Is that right?
From his testimony, I would, I would think that he would, or at least convince me that he'll put it on a structure something strong enough to hold it.
I think the issue was raised, we need an engineer design or like me. The other ones we didn't have when you presented.
I think you need more than the engineer design, not by. I think you need
that's what you're
design, at. Yes. I don't think it up to his to make that choose. I think engineer should be looking at that.
Yep, that's not what we're supposed to be considering.
Maybe somehow that he would prove that.
The only thing we're supposed to be considering is if it'll substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring adjacent properties.
If it's not stable, it will.
Could, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So that's part of it.
Yeah, I think the question he had raised because on one of the other ones before that, that we had said if they had, when he come in with them again, that they were presenting something or show us something, I think on the other ones, but they didn't have anything that would withstand it, that we put the onus back on the applicant to present something. So if that be the case, that's why I suggest the other time that they just would present something at the time of permit to where it would stand 50 mile an hour wind or 60 mile an hour wind.
Well, you can leave it open for him to submit something. I don't know, something engineered.
It'd be like a billboard or any type of thing that they'd have something.
He's certainly investing some money that I wouldn't think that he would put something that wasn't going to hold up in.
True.
You've got to consider now that you're going to get a lot more of these, which you are.
Oh, yeah, of all types.
So you want to take that in consideration when you're thinking about what you want to do.
Well, that's what I'm saying, like with the other one. I mean, I think it's...
What stipulations you have.
Sure.
This one is of a little different type.
Of what we've been approving.
Sure.
It's double.
It's smaller.
Yeah. And it's higher up.
Yeah.
And it's
smaller. It's not as...
It's 2 inches, right? Instead of around.
Rick, can we do that, Rick?
That they have at the time of permit that they would present some type of engineering design to where it would, or something to where it would sustain, the wind.
Yeah, we can make stipulations.
You can make those stipulations. I would be hesitant to do it in every case because that's going to put a lot of pressure on the people out at the desk to try to figure all that stuff out.
Well, why couldn't we table it until the height variance comes back up?
Oh, you can do that.
Piggyback it.
They piggyback it all one time. Because we're not going to charge them anything on the
request that the applicant bring some type of
proof.
Engineering or
structural. Submit something that would stand to win.
Do that.
In other words, both cases
And also like a decibel rating, sound rating.
Yeah, because you said something about That way you do it all at one time. That way he's got to come back in and if he wants to maintain them what they are, and then he can have something for the decimals, and then also for the wind, you know. What,
both of those, okay.
Okay.
That sounds reasonable. So move, table it with those requests.
Okay. Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we table case number 10,141 and 142. Okay. Okay, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
And also in that was what I the waive that fee.
And the waive the fee, the decimals, and the to get the.
Waive the fee for the
height.
That, yeah, okay.
Variance for the height.
Okay. I think that takes care of those three. All right, now we'll move into